The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Is education different now from what it was in the early days of our republic? Consider the educational achievement of some of our founding fathers in America. Fisher Ames was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He entered Harvard when he was 12. Benjamin Rush is known as the father of America's first public school system. He would hold the first chemistry professorship in America. He served as chief surgeon of Washington's army and treasurer of the mint under John Adams. Benjamin Rush graduated from Princeton at age 14. John Quincy Adams was appointed an ambassador to the court of Catherine the Great, ruler of Russia, when only 14 years of age. Perhaps you're thinking, yes, but these were exceptional minds, and there may be some truth to that. However, what cannot be explained except by widespread knowledge of the basic academic subjects is the fact that the common people discussed our founding documents, like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, in taverns as well as fields and shops where they were working. How could they do this? It is explained only by the high standard which was demanded of teachers and students in colonial America. Listen to the definition of education as defined by Noah Webster when he published America's first dictionary in 1828. He defined education as all that series of instruction and discipline which is designed to enlighten the understanding, correct the temper, form the manners and habits of youth, and fit them for usefulness in their future stations. They demanded academic achievement. Children had to learn before they were allowed to go on to higher courses of study. There was no such thing as passing a student just to look good on the state assessment test, so to speak. Teachers worked to, quote, correct the temper and, if necessary, use the paddle to accomplish this task. Likewise, disciplined habits of grooming and good manners toward others were required of students. They received personal attention from teachers as well as older students in an effort to discover God-given gifts which would equip them to be productive in the economy. All were taught to work by the study habits and neatness required in the classroom. Where did Americans get such a high standard for education? Why did they believe children must be so well educated? Dr. Lawrence Krimmen studied over 15,000 of America's founding documents written from 1607 to 1789. He attributes their high quality to the Bible, which he identifies as, quote, the single most important cultural influence in the lives of Anglo-Americans. The Bible had taught these colonial parents to educate their children in this remarkable way. They believed God had a purpose for their children's lives, and this is why He had commanded His people to educate their children. God had said in Deuteronomy 6:6, "These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your sons." Education, you see, has been God's idea all along. That is, education which teaches His reasons for living and how to go about that living. Are you educating your children in this way? Parent, it is your call from God to do this. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, revival meetings, and American Heritage seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.